Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, five.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found.
Oh, remember the croissants we had at the farmer's market? On
the best ones I've ever tried.
Yeah, it's so amazing. So good. And we got a nice treat, like the cinnamon. Remember that one we had, the treat?
Oh, the garlic knot twist.
Oh, that one too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's so many good ones. Oh, wow. We got to go back.
Right. Well, we have the owner of the Yellow Basket Bakery.
Oh, yes.
Today, right?
Molly, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Julia. Hi, Shane. I'm good.
Awesome. Well, please tell the listeners more about yourself before we don't stop salivating here.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I have always been obsessed with food since I was little. Yeah. Always in the kitchen, watching my mom cook, fascinated. And
me too.
Learning. Yeah, you guys too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's like a common thread with people who love food. It's early memory is clearly my mom, me in the kitchen, just watching her fascinated.
Aww.
And it just grew from there. I never stopped thinking about food and trying to make food and learning about it. And I decided to get more serious and not just like a hobby. And I went to VCC and took their Baking and Pastry Arts program.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And yeah, that was 12 years ago. Wow. I can't believe it's been that long. Definitely was the right thing to do because I'm still, if not more passionate about it now than I was then.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm really excited to explore and continue to learn about plant-based baking in particular and push the boundaries. And what people think and what is possible.
That's great.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you plant-based before you started
Basket? I was on my way to becoming plant-based when I started. It all kind of happened at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was already like dairy-free for 6 years.
Okay.
And I've been lactose intolerant I think my whole life, but I didn't realize until not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it was a natural sort of progression to just do, you know, one more step as, you know, without eggs. So
right.
It seemed like a natural step, a natural progression. And my sister, when we started Yellow Basket, was with my sister Mallory, and she's a lifelong vegetarian, like since she was 3 years old.
Oh, nice.
And so she always baked vegan. And she really challenged me. She really pushed me, said, you should not just do it dairy free. You should do it vegan. And and I thought, I don't know. You know, I don't. I didn't.
Scary.
I didn't learn. Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, that's all new. And she really inspired me. She really pushed me to try new things. And meaning not everything works out great. So you have your failures. But I just kept going. And I really thought that there's a whole new world out there. And food and baking, and I was happy to explore it, and I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad she pushed me.
Yeah, right. And I find like when you go plant-based, you get to try so many more like variety of foods, right? Did you notice that too?
More, I think a little more creative too.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, definitely that creative side. It's I think there's no really rules, you know. I think you can just explore.
Yeah, that's the beauty of baking and being your own chef and creating something in the kitchen, right?
Exactly.
And I think the best chefs know how to use any ingredient to make anything, right? Not just, you know, the same 4 ingredients
totally.
I find a lot of people only use, right?
Yeah. I think we got really, I'm not just lazy, that's one word, but I think we just got complacent. Like, okay,
right.
We have eggs. Okay, we have butter. We know what they do. Okay, great. And we never really explored beyond that. We just took that for granted and we never went beyond. And I think it's a really exciting time. There's so much innovation. There's so much discovery. And it's just really fun right now.
That's so true. Yes. I mean, now we can even get vegan eggs, right? That's quite amazing. Right.
Yeah, the new Just Scrambled just came out in the States. I want to try that one. Have you ever tried it, Molly?
I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
good. I want to try it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, there's so much going on, that's for sure. And you're in the middle of it, so that's exciting. Or we are in the middle
of it. Yeah, it's a great time to be, you know, baking and cooking plant-based.
Totally.
Yeah.
Best time, I think.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
So how do you make a difference in this world by going plant-based, like in your point of view?
Well, I didn't want to just start a baking business. I wanted to do something that was sustainable and zero waste as possible. And I know it's not perfect. We're not perfect, but
right.
I knew I wanted to go and be strong in that position and of the business. And that meant a lot to me. And
right.
I think plant-based was kind of obvious from the beginning, like that doesn't solve all the problems, but it definitely eliminates or alleviates some of them, and some of that harm that goes to our planet, the harm that it's put on the animals and on people indirectly. I think it's obvious to go plant-based in that direction, and you kind of avoid a lot of those problems.
Right.
And so it sort of was obvious, but there's still work. There's still lots of things that you can do to try and be sustainable and to help the planet. But plant-based, vegan, it's a huge step, I think, in the right direction.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think you really make a deep impact. I like just like your attitude, you know, you're so positive and just like, even like where you go and sell, you know, now all the Virtuous Pie is like offering your baked goods, you know, I saw like on Instagram.
Yeah, coffee shops. Really
spreading your baked goods, you know, like around the city. That's amazing. That's exciting.
Hey, if I can go to a coffee shop, the first thing I look for is if they have any vegan baked goods, because then I know that they're up to changing, you know, being sustainable and getting things going.
Right.
If they don't, I almost tend not to go there because I feel like they're not moving, they're not progressing, and they're not evolving as a coffee shop, right?
Right.
So that's a very, you know, selling point for me when I go for look for a coffee.
I
want to have a croissant with my coffee, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's true. You know, you go out and you look for what can you eat, and that's a huge issue for a lot of people, and not just for choice, but some people don't have as much choice. You know, if they have allergies or sensitivities, and
sure, yeah,
exactly.
That was a concern for me. My partner, my life partner, Corey, my husband, he has he's a severely allergic to all tree nuts, and I cannot eat any dairy, and I choose not to eat any animal based products now. And it's frustrating. You know, you can't always eat together. You can't always eat at all. Sometimes you have to forego eating something. And I was just really tired of that, living like that, and, you know, or fearful. People are scared to eat because they might have a reaction. And, you know, food shouldn't be that way. Food is meant to be shared. Food is meant to bring people together.
Right.
Exactly.
And healing. It's supposed to be healing, not tearing apart.
Yeah, kind of happy, you know, that you don't have to always worry, oh, can I eat this?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's not about I can't eat it. It's also like I don't want to. I choose not to. Like, let's say being plant-based vegan, right? You don't want to. It's not like, I can't eat that muffin. Sorry, I don't want to eat it.
I like when people say that to me at work. Oh, you can't have that. And I always say, it's not that I can't have it. I just choose not to have it.
Exactly. It's like a personal choice and ethical choice as well, right?
Totally, right?
Yeah, I want Yellow Basket to bring people together, and I want everybody to enjoy it, not just plant-based lifestyles or vegan lifestyles. You know, I want everybody to enjoy it and you know, bring people together and bring joy back with food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
let's stop
fighting against it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Share memories.
Yeah.
Like I think we had someone on our podcast talk about food is memories. Like, we remember our memories of eating food together with other people.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's why even with the cheese and meat, sometimes it's hard to, for people to give up, right?
Especially because they're like, traditional.
Well,
yeah.
When I was little, you know, I would eat like all these cheese or meat dishes with my family. We got together, like all these people, and now I feel like I might miss out. But no, it's not really like that, you know, at all, actually.
It's just reshifting, I think, our thinking, right? I mean, we can make something vegan. It's just, you know, we just have to rethink, why are we even using these products to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Why did they use it? What was the purpose of using an egg? What was the purpose of using, you know, milk products?
Totally.
To give it a certain texture or a certain feel to it. But we can recreate that now. Right. We don't need to have that.
I mean, I make foods, you know, we're big in baking and cooking in general as well, but we're not like, oh, it has to be exactly like taste like the cheesecake, like the dairy cheesecake. I'm not into that, you know, it has to like taste 100% like that. It has to be tasty, but we're not like totally mimicking something that...
We're creating something new.
Exactly.
As a chef or as a baker, right? You want to create something new and innovative.
Right. Yeah. Because I feel sometimes people are even expecting, oh, it tastes exactly like that. You know, the vegan cheese tastes exactly like the dairy cheese. It doesn't have to, I think, as long as it's tasty, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, these are new. It's a new product, a new way of thinking, a new way of eating. So why not a different texture, a different flavor? So
exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm all into that. So, but yeah, what are actually your future plans for Yellow Basket Baking?
Yeah, are you thinking of opening up a storefront or food truck? Bakery food truck, that'd be a good one.
There's so many possibilities, guys.
I guess you wouldn't need a food truck because you would need like a big bakery.
Yeah, an oven in the food truck, right? Can you imagine?
It was kind of a cool concept in my head when I said it.
Well, you have so many possibilities, Molly. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's people's reaction has been wonderful and so positive. It's really encouraging. And I do have a few ideas for the future of Yellow Basket, but we'll see how they play out. And having a bakery retail space in Vancouver is one of those ideas. So, you know, we'll see. Yeah.
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 It's exciting.
Limitless.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, you don't have anything in particular right now, right? You think?
Not in the near future. But for now, I'm going to continue with growing a wholesale and see how that goes.
Right.
Okay. And continue doing, I do farmers markets, pop-ups and direct sales. So, you know, people can direct order from me. Mm-hmm. And I love working with people one-on-one and creating something for them. That always gives me a lot of joy. So we'll see how those avenues grow. And yeah, I have lots of ideas, but we'll see what plays out.
Right.
That sounds exciting.
Is right now you're in a shared kitchen? Is that correct?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. You got a big space to do your baking and have all the equipment and everything. And
yeah, exactly.
Good to go, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great plan, getting into more coffee shops so I can enjoy more of your delicious baked goods everywhere in the city.
We keep on talking about it all the time. It's like, well, once you finished all the baked goods, you know, you're still talking about it. And I think that's a really good sign, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
So good.
That's awesome.
And it looks so inviting, even at the farmer's market, you know, how you guys display your baked goods. You know, it looks really inviting.
Yeah. Great branding. Everything, I think.
Oh, thank you.
You have something going on there for sure.
wanted to make it, in the very beginning with my sister, we wanted to make it very approachable. You know, it's for everybody. It's to be... It's not, you know, unattainable. I don't want it to be unapproachable. I want it to be warm and welcoming and, you know, share the food, you know, with the people.
That's nice. Totally. And it doesn't look like mass produced. You know, your food, I can tell, like, it looks like you made it with love, you know. It's very artistic looking as well, like how the croissants and stuff are shaped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
thank you. Good. Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. So, what kind of started your plant-based kind of journey? I know you said you were dairy sensitive, but kind of what did? Was it like an ethical thing, or was it maybe a health thing? Because it's always interesting to see where people go.
Yeah,
totally. From there.
For me, it was first it was the dairy sensitivity, like years and years ago. But more recently, it kind of was a shift on all those levels, ethical, health, sustainable, you know, for the planet. They were all weighing on me, you know, and I couldn't ignore it. And I just had to make the shift. I had to make the change. And You know, I think a lot of people say this, but, oh, I never thought I would, you know, go be vegan or, you know,
said every vegan, start being,
or be plant-based. But, you know, here we are and I'm still on the journey. I wouldn't say I'm 100% vegan because, you know, some of my clothes, some of my shoes, you know, they're not vegan, right? Some of them aren't. So sure. I'm still changing over. I'm still learning a lot.
I think everyone
in the process.
Yeah.
So,
it's a journey.
But it's a journey. It totally is a journey. Yeah. And I think that was my big push. It's just a combination of things. And then it just seemed like the right thing to do at the right time. And I'm still making choices every day. I'm still learning every day. So,
right.
Yeah.
But I think you're doing a deep impact in this world, you know, with your baked goods, because you're spreading it, you know, all over like Vancouver, where people can buy it, you know.
You buy better croissants that are plant-based than the other traditional ones.
Exactly.
Even better, right?
So. You're making a difference here because people that don't, that are not plant-based at all, they think, wow, I can actually eat vegan croissants and stuff, you know. It's such a great niche, you know, that you have.
Yeah, like I feel like people think that they're giving up, and I say that in quotations. Yeah,
right.
Stuff, but really I think they're gaining more different ways to, you know, build food. I mean, we're living in the 21st century. I was good. 21st century. So I mean, you know, we got tons of different alternatives and different ways, so many different plant-based milks, from, you know, almond milk to soy milk to whatever. So I mean,
we're not missing anything.
I think we're being more creative instead of living in the same, you know, same thing over and over again. We're starting to wake up. And like for me, it just makes sense to be vegan because everything just doesn't make sense the other way. So,
right.
So that's, you know, like you said, it just makes sense. And that's why you just keep going with it and
doing
what you believe in. Yeah.
Right.
It's fun to have a customer, like, they don't know it's vegan, and then they come back and they're like, what? And they're just in shock, and that's the best, you know, when they want, you know, they'll want to support you again, they want to come back and enjoy another pastry, and that's the greatest. Like, it's not just for a certain group of people, it's for everybody, and
totally.
I hope that, you know, everybody finds it delicious and wants more, because that's what I'm here for. I'm passionate about making delicious vegan baked goods and sharing it with everybody.
Right. I love that you mentioned it, because we're not excluding anyone here, even like for our listeners, you know.
Sure.
We're not just like just focusing on vegans, you know, here, listen to us, you know, what we have to say. We actually like to welcome everyone, because we all are here to learn, you know. It's never ending, right?
Yeah. Yes. Totally.
Yeah. And for me, food is food. I mean, whether you put a vegan label, I know it turns people off for some, you
weird
know, crazy
reason.
Yeah, because everyone at my work thinks vegan, oh, that's all you eat is a salad. And I'm like, yeah, because all we go to is non-vegan restaurants and all they have is a salad.
Sometimes.
I'm like, right. But if you come to a vegan restaurant, I'll show you, I'm not eating a salad. I'll tell you that.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so funny. Is there anything you'd like to mention we didn't mention to our audience today?
I think covered most of it. Yeah,
I hear you baking.
Yeah,
or someone in the background.
Back to the
kitchen's always full. Like, there's always someone in the commissary. I'm just doing some, you know, tidying up at the end. My day starts early, so as a baker,
baker,
you what time?
Think, yeah,
for you.
I was here at 5:45.
Oh, okay,
but
early.
Sometimes start at 5:00, and I think. I think next Saturday will be 4:00 because there will be Trout Lake.
Oh,
and
nice.
The three wholesale accounts right now, Virtuous Pie, UBC, Main Street, Juice Rico, and Spent Grounds on South Surrey.
Wow.
Every Saturday they get a fresh delivery of baked goods. So,
yay.
Plus Trout Lake, I think I'll be hidden here at 4 a.m.
Wow, I'm so excited.
To make sure
for
it's
you
all
guys.
Going well. Yeah.
Wow, that's super exciting. Nice.
Yeah. So where can the listeners find you and your delicious, I mean, you said a couple places, but farmer markets, I guess, be
yeah,
the best
so,
way to go?
Yeah. So farmer's markets, I've got Saturday and Sunday, the next Saturday, Sunday, August 4th and 5th. That's Trout Lake on Saturday and Mount Pleasant on Sunday. Okay. And then their stockists are, I mentioned, Juice Rico, Virtuous Pie, and Spent Grounds so far. And we'll see what comes next.
Yeah. Sounds good. Oh, so many more, I can tell already.
Yeah. Do you have a website that people can...
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. So yellowbasket.ca.
Okay.
You can find links to our social media platforms, and you can sign up for our newsletter. We give you insider discounts you can use at farmers market. Yeah.
So you better sign up on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's fun. We don't spam you. It's a simple email once a month. And you get to know why we do what we do, why we choose the ingredients and suppliers that we do. It's really important to me. I'm really passionate about working with local and ethically sourced ingredients and suppliers. So we try to give a little bit of background in our newsletters. So that, and you get a little discount code, a little incentive to come out and visit Yellow Basket.
It's worth
farmers market.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know what we're going to be doing in the next couple minutes.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on our podcast and for your precious time, because we know you're baking.
Yeah, we know you got to get back
in the
to
middle
baking
of, like,
and cleaning up.
Cleaning up and
oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Julia and Shane, for having me. It's been great.
Yeah,
oh, for
no
sure.
Worries.
Likewise.
Anyways, we'll catch you at the next farmers market, hopefully.
Sounds good. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, Molly, take care, eh?
Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.